What's the impetus behind it? I mean, is there money available for possible new cabins on the two districts?
Yeah, there's been, you know, a push for funding, you know, facility development, you know, across the Forest Service, and we're hoping to be able to, you know, improve our cabin programs on both the Wrangell and the Petersburg Ranger districts. And so this is kind of in accordance, if you've heard of the sustainable cabin strategy that was done and started, you know, a few years back. You know, the point of that whole strategy and, the you know, everything that we do with cabins on the Tongass, we're looking to kind of fix our program so that we're building and relocating cabins in areas that are much easier for people to access, which would, you know, in turn bring more use and make them more able to maintain themselves by the fees that they generate. You know, we have so many cabins on both the Petersburg and Wrangell districts. Petersburg's got, both of them are near 20. I think Petersburg's got 19 and Wrangell might have 23. But a lot of those cabins are in locations where they just don't receive any use anymore because they're remote and people, you know, it takes a long time and a lot of planning to get there. And that's just not the nature of the way people seem to travel, you know, these days. And, you know, by the same token, those cabins are really expensive to maintain because they're in remote locations and you need sometimes special skills, whether it's boating or, you know, special equipment, airplanes to get into them to maintain them. And, you know, we understand that people really like the cabin program, but we probably need to, you know, upgrade our locations and get them in places where people can use them and really enjoy them.
And I can think of a couple recent examples of kind of that, a little bit different direction. There was a new cabin on Wrangell Island, I think is road accessible. And the new Ravensroost cabin on Petersburg is a lot more trail accessible with the new spot.
Yeah, it just makes it, you know, we have a cabin, the one you mentioned on Wrangell, it's the Middle Ridge cabin. It's been there, I think, since about 2010. So it's been there for several years now. And it's our highest used cabin. And that's, you know, it's probably not in the prettiest, most awesome location that we have to offer, but it's accessible and people use it and people really enjoy it.
Looking for ideas from the public about where sighting locations and other things, or?
Yeah, this first, you know, collaborative thing, meeting that we're having is to just talk to the public and say, you know, where do you think we should put some cabins? Where would you use them? You know, and this cabin meeting that we're doing on Thursday, you know, we're hoping that folks from Wrangell and Petersburg will all attend, and depending on the, you know, number of folks we get online, we'll be breaking out and into little work sessions talking about, you know, what are the amenities and the attributes that you want to see with these cabins, and, you know, then where do you want them? Like, you know, for example, we've had some already, you know, locations that have come up, you know, over the time, and public interest has been brought forward or other scoping that we've done. On Wrangell, for example, folks have mentioned it'd be cool to have a cabin out at Fool's Inlet, you know, that's accessible at least for parking by the road. You might have a trail down to the cabin or potentially on the road system that already exists on Zarembo Island or Edelin. On Petersburg, there's a few locations off the Mitkoff Highway that they talk about, and possibly maybe a location near Cake. And you know, they don't all have to be road access. You know, they could be easier boat access or even boat access to remote road systems. But we are looking for new locations for cabins.
This search for new possible sites, does that necessarily mean decommissioning ones that aren't well used?
Yeah, I mean, if people have comments on that too, you know, we plan in this meeting to present, you know, just for like in our introductory, we'll talk about the locations that we do have and the use levels that we, you know, currently have, the average use, like maybe over a 10-year. I'm not sure how we're presented exactly, but just to let you folks know, you know, which cabins we have, and, you know, there's a good bunch that aren't getting a lot of use, and it's not a one-for-one. It's not like you build a cabin and you have to, you know, decommission another in that time. But overall, that's the overall strategy of the Sustainable Cabins program is to, in the long run, over a 10 or 15-year stretch, that in the end, you know, we'll have the same amount of cabins, but in much better locations.